Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, the USS Lexington had multiple kamikaze attacks, magazines exploding. But I've read naval history, and they're saying that the USS Liberty even sustained more per capita damage than the Lexington or the Grey Ghost. I mean, 800 and something rocket holes, white phosphorus bombs, thousands of 50 caliber holes, a 30-something foot giant torpedo hole. How, and we got 5 minutes left, enough for Dr. Richard Kiefer, one of the survivors, to finish up, and then Tito Howard, the filmmaker, to finish up, and then we got some other important guests coming up about another hero that was killed, Deputy Director John O'Neill. We're trying to expose the truth of 9/11, even before it happened. But you talk about a different breed of cat, absolutely. I mean, you know, that even, I mean, you know, these odds almost put the Alamo to shame. How were you able to keep that ship floating? It was just, I mean, I read the reports, people just staying at their stations, you know, grabbing red-hot doors and keeping them shut. I mean, how did you guys do that?
Well, under another engagement, the comment was made that uncommon valor was a common occurrence. And it was just fortunate that we had someone with the experience of our chief engineer, George Golden, who was able to shift ballast to keep the ship at close to upright. The ship immediately tilted, if I remember the number, 13 degrees to the starboard side, and Golden moved ballast to the port side to at least cut in half the list that the ship had.
Now, I know a lot of people died, but most were wounded, but most of the wounded did stay at their post, though?
As long as they could.
Well, it's just, you know, arrogant people shoot their mouths off and say, God can't sink this ship, and it sinks on this maiden voyage, the Titanic, but then I would imagine you guys were praying to God while all this was happening, too.
Yes. And at one point, I faced the choice of were they going to find the convenient corner of sickbay to hide in. And the thought came that, well, I may be explaining myself to St. Peter sometime this afternoon. And I really don't want to have to answer a question of why was I hiding when my men, to whom I had sworn the oath, when they needed me.
Yeah, that instinct comes up in all of us, but you grappled with it and pushed it down, and I would imagine then you burgeoned with strength after you made that decision. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's how it always is. Tito, closing here. We got about a minute left. I want to thank you and Dr. Kiefer for coming on. I want to get both of you back on. You're a hero making this film, and you're an even greater hero, Dr. Kiefer, for everything you've done, and God bless you. Closing comments, Tito.
I'd just like to say that it's an absolute miracle that the ship survived. Not only did the entire crew do heroic efforts and things, but the captain and the guy on the helm, his name was Brownie, we were able to have five of these torpedoes miss, which is amazing with a 460-foot-long ship, and having three of them. Because you can do like a pattern kind of thing. But the miracle part of it is the torpedo, when it hit one of the ribs that hold the hull together. So the torpedo did not enter into the hull of the ship, which it would have broken the ship in half, and we wouldn't be talking to Dr. Kiefer or any of them.
It just blew out big holes on both sides.
No, not on both sides, just on the starboard side. And but it was a 40 by 42 foot hole.
Unbelievable. Well, Dr. Kiefer, Tito Howard, both of you, thank you for coming on, gentlemen.
Thank you for inviting us.
Our pleasure.
Take care, Tito. Take care, Dr. Kiefer. God bless. We'll be back and talk about another hero. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right. One of the reasons that I went on air 2 months before 9/11 and said, call the White House, they're going to use bin Laden as their CIA, Al-CIA to Patsy to take the blame for attacking the World Trade Center. The FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver the first time, carried out the bombing, but the people they hired were both mentally retarded, and so they didn't park it up against the column like the FBI informant had instructed them to. So they were unable to destroy the building, and so only, nine people died, and several thousand got smoke inhalation, which is still very serious. One death is serious. And there were 100 other little indicators. The government gearing up, demonizing bin Laden, you know, kind of introducing him to the public again, right before 9/11, just all of this stuff. Bush massing troops into Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, we already knew about that at the time. And I saw articles in the London Independent and the Guardian and stuff mentioning O'Neill. O'Neill had just quit 3 or 4 months before 9/11, and then 2 months before he went public and said, this is a quote, the federal government is going to allow an attack by bin Laden, he didn't have the whole picture, on the World Trade Centers as an excuse to go into Afghanistan and get their oil. I actually have one of the articles here, I'm paraphrasing it. So, I mean, this is from the grave. And then he gets hired. Marvin Bush, the president's little brother, little Bubba, he had for 2 years the contract. He was in New York that morning on it, but they'd given the contract up a few months before, and the contract was going to end September 10th. His last day at work would be September 11th. We know about this because Barbara Bush, the mother, bragged about it in her own autobiography, Reflections, and that's all in my film, Martial Law. You ask my source, well, a bunch of newspapers picked up on it after she admitted it, but it's the first lady. Okay, I don't know if you can trust her, but but Marvin was there, quote, stuck in a subway under it as it all happened, but luckily no liability because they no longer had security. They had given the plum deal to John O'Neill, who'd quit in disgust, and he'd been given the job and supposedly died in the building that day. And then they said they found his uncharred body, and they said, oh, they never found his body. And then they said, so pick a story, any story. Pick whatever you want. I mean, they put out a bunch of different stories. But he died conveniently, like any other Secret Service that blew the whistle. They would get, you know, killed and thrown into the rubble, too. And, you know, this is what happened. And But Greg Zeminski, who's one of the most prolific writers out there on the web today, joins us along with Janet Parker, who was friends with John O'Neill, who was killed on 9/11. And, of course, it's all coming out now about how the Army had the documents on Al-Qaeda and was ordered to stop. And that's really all old news, folks. Bush signed W199I, ordering the CIA and others to leave AQ Khan alone, handing out nuclear weapons components like hotcakes. And that's now come out again that the CIA, when he got arrested, ordered him released, and going back 20 years ago, and just right up to 9/11, and then after. This is their proliferator. They got a proliferator, they're going to have wars. They got to have threats. It's like our government getting all the weapons, you know, the nuclear subcomponents and nuke components, and then burning the innocent people and executing them, when our own government now admits they gave this to the Russians. They gave it to the communist Chinese. You've got to build up enemies to have this war economy and to have control. So it's the same thing over and over again. It's like the head bomber in 7-7 and 7-21 admitted. This Rashid Aswad guy admitted MI6 agent. And it's just despicable. But with some new developments, with somebody that was good friends, she's a doctor, veterinarian, friends with Mr. O'Neill, she joins us. So Janet Parker and Greg Zeminski, thanks for coming on. Greg, you know her. You've interviewed her. Well, why don't you introduce Mrs. Parker for us and tell us about her story, and then let's get some comments from her.
Okay. Well, Janet Parker, this is a very interesting and I think a very important story because it lays to rest any doubts that anybody may have that John O'Neill wasn't onto something regarding 9/11 and that the FBI knew about it.
Well, he said they're going to let Bin Laden attack. I mean, what does that mean?
And then they shut him down. Well, Janet is someone that has known John and has worked as an informant, unofficial informant for him, dating back to the 1980s, meeting him in the 70s. So their relationship has gone on for almost 30 years. So this is not someone that just knew John O'Neill in passing. During the months prior to 9/11, I think it's important because Janet talks about, and finally has never come forward before publicly with this story, about how her and John were communicating many, many times during those months and many, many times right before 9/11 on a cell that she had uncovered, an Al-Qaeda cell that she had uncovered regarding a man that she will mention his name and tell you all about.
Well, we have Rashid Aswad out in Seattle and other areas, and when FBI wanted to bust him, they said, also in Oregon, the higher-ups said, no, no, no. I mean, is that the same?
No, it's a different person named Shadrach, and it's Manithella, and she'll pronounce it a little better than I can. But she will basically, and she's here today to tell this story that's never been, really been told before, to really show your listeners how John O'Neill had, what she had. In fact, she was even working, talking to these people for John, to get them to spill the goods and to try to figure out what was going on September 11th. The last time she talked to John O'Neill was September 8th. And I think once you question her and once Janet tells her story, you will be shocked at what the FBI did to
all
her,
right,
how they shut down O'Neill. And Janet's there right now, I think.
All right, absolutely. And again, Janet Parker, Seattle veterinarian and longtime friend and informant of O'Neill. Janet Parker, 53, said O'Neill was stopped by his bosses only months prior to 9/11 from getting a wiretap on a major cell leader, Shadrach Manithalal, I guess, who had close ties to Ali Muhammad, a suspected CIA double operative, and Muhammad Atta, the alleged 9/11 ringleader. There's always CIA double operatives in Al-Qaeda. Janet, thank you so much for coming on with us and for your courage.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Just tell us about when you first met Mr. O'Neill, and then please go through in those final months before he died on 9/11 what he told you.
Well, I actually met John many, many years ago when I was very young, and he was not yet an FBI agent. We had a knowledge of each other prior to him becoming an agent.
So you guys were real good friends.
Well, I would say we had knowledge of each other and then lost contact with each other. He went on to become a FBI agent, and he came back into my life when I saw some activity that was questionable in regards to an Iranian suspect in 1987.
All right. Well, please just elaborate then on the chain of events leading up to his tragic death.
Well, John was watching activities of persons that were related to terrorism. He had been investigating the USS Cole attack in Yemen, and as a result of that, he had been watching the money transfers, the money laundering, money for terrorism transfers.
That was at the port of Aden in Yemen. What was that, in 2000?
Yes, he had been actually on site in Yemen doing that, and as a result of that, he had he always watched the connections between bank accounts and people, and tied that into cell intercepts from the intelligence community, not only in the United States but also with his partners in England, France, and Germany specifically. And he was watching a particular group, and this group was in contact with drug runners that were running drugs into the East Coast of the United States.
Well, that's the same thing Sybil Edmonds has been talking about.
Yes. And these particular terrorist suspects were involved in asking for prostitution services from their drug dealing contacts. And that's the story, that's where I get involved in this situation, because they were dragging young girls from Vermont State down to New York City to prostitute them. And these were minor children. And
well, you always find that when you get into these scumbags, and the
right.
Saudis are really big into it, the child kidnapping rings and the rest of it. We've aired some congressional testimony on that with DynCorp involved, and our government's up to it in their eyeballs, but please continue.
And this particular drug ring was transmitting minor children who were actually wards of the state of Vermont across state lines.
So as usual, it's the CPS grabbed kids or...
Right.
God help us. It's always the same. Huh.
And because of that, that became a federal case, of course. And so FBI was involved in investigating that. Several girls were murdered. My connection with this is that I had a foster daughter who was in that system, a previous foster daughter who was in that system. And she became very alarmed for concerns for her safety, and approached me to get her a plane ticket to get her out. And I sent her a ticket. She came to visit me, spent some time with me, made some phone calls back and forth. And after I sent her back to Vermont State, my foster daughter's contact had come up on John's radar screen because she had been in contact with a terrorist suspect.
All right, so then you start talking to John again. What did John tell you?
John told me that it was very crucial that that he be able to know everything that they did and everything I might possibly know about their behavior. And so I started giving him information that I was getting from my foster daughter. And
all right, stay there. We'll be right back with a personal friend of John O'Neill. And go over just all of these labyrinthine connections and get to what he was telling her right before 9/11. Very crucial. We also have Greg Zeminski riding shotgun with us. Later we'll bring up the nuclear drill story. with him as well. Stay with us.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Close informant, a friend, a former FBI agent, John O'Neill, killed on 9/11, tells how FBI higher-up shut him down, letting 9/11 happen, by Greg Zeminski up on Infowars.com and a lot of other places, ArcticBeacon.com, you name it. But to boil this down, she was friends with O'Neill, local veterinarian. Then later, when O'Neill was working out in Seattle, she did some informant work for him. Then years later, she gets back in contact with him, because through one of her foster daughters, getting into this whole labyrinth of this stuff going on the East Coast. Greg, why don't you boil this down for people? Because you did call up friends and family of O'Neill and confirm that she was an informant, was friends with him.
Right.
So this is all confirmed too for folks that are tuning in. Plus, O'Neill was on record in major newspapers, you know, saying, "quote They're going to let Bin Laden attack as a pretext to get the oil in Afghanistan." Well, it's a lot deeper than that, folks. But O'Neill had really woken up to what was happening. That's on record, you know, New Yorker magazine, you name it. Boil it down for us, Greg.
Well, I think the important thing, and I'll ask Janet a question or two about this, but the important thing is that the contact that they had made, O'Neill and Janet, to this group of this cell working out of the East Coast, headed by Shadrach, was something that John and her were working on very close to 9/11 in the months July and August before that. And this is the kind of the story that I wanted Janet to get into those couple months right before, and to talk about what John was saying back and forth to you, Janet, about how he was being shut down by the FBI and how they were shutting down this wiretap on what Shadrach was doing and involved in transfers from two things, conversations that you heard that a certain type of communication equipment was being transferred from Canada, which had something to do with 9/11. And then also the other conversations that you heard regarding the possibility of airplanes and the attack on 9/11, and the conversations you had in the last 2 months with John, putting aside how you got involved with this group, because it is rather complicated and something that
this is exactly what Sybil Edmonds is saying, you know, money laundering, trafficking in humans,
right.
CIA, all of this.
Well, you see, Janet's foster daughter had lost contact with her because of the problems that she was having with her and her family. Her foster daughter's family was a drug-running family. Well, they ended up selling her foster daughter, who was no longer living with her at the time, and cut ties to to Shadrach and his Al-Qaeda cell as a payoff. And so basically, O'Neill was asking if she could get information using the daughter's connection, and basically her daughter putting her in contact with Shadrach. So this is basically what I'd like Janet to mention.
Yeah, go over what O'Neill was telling you specifically.
Well, what happened when my daughter came out to visit is she utilized my telephone for purposes of contacting her friends back on the East Coast, her family at the back on the East Coast, and also her lover, Shadrach. And I would point out that although she was the original arrangement with Shadrach was something prearranged by her drug-dealing family, she became very fond of Shadrach.
Okay, so O'Neill's using that connection. Please tell us what O'Neill told you, please.
So O'Neill ran the telephone calls and realized they were connected to members of suspects who were directly associated with the money for the USS Cole attack and the U.S. Embassy attacks in Kenya and Tanzania.
Wow.
And this made this a very high-level investigation from his standpoint. He contacted me. We already had a pre-existing understanding and a relationship with each other, one that was built over years and years and involved quite a bit of trust that I had in him, and he requested information that I be willing to allow him to do a wiretap. He was receiving information through cooperative efforts with the cell in France and the cell of the intelligence agency in France and the intelligence agency in Germany in regards to wiretaps that were related to Shadrach's activities. And Shadrach had visited both those places in regards to transferring money and transferring instructions.
We're going to talk about that and then talk of airplanes in the buildings and all of it. And on the other side, folks, stay with us. We're talking to Greg Zeminski, prolific researcher, journalist, and, of course, a local veterinarian and a friend of John O'Neill. We'll continue with Janet Parker on the other side. Infowars.com is the website.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, we're back live. Got about 26 and a half minutes left in this Thursday transmission against tyranny. We're talking to a lady who's got a lot of courage, a very credible story. It's been checked out and double-checked, and it fits in with all the other info and witnesses and what John O'Neill had said on the record. These international crime rings, that's all these Al-Qaeda really is a bunch of drug-dealing thugs that work for criminal elements of Western intelligence. And this is what they operate in. This is what they just found the bombers in London. You know, drug dealing, trafficking in women, MI6 agents. They're just criminal operatives, folks. And they create the trail, and the military-industrial complex carries out the attacks. But they're just decoys or drones. We're talking to Janet Parker, friends with John O'Neill, and we're talking about what he told her during this investigation that she was assisting with through her stepdaughter coming up in the last months before September 11th, 2001, coming up on 4 years ago. So 4 years ago, all this was going on right now on the eve of these attacks. Tell us what else John O'Neill was telling you and what you were hearing on these tapes being recorded from your house via the stepdaughter. Please tell us all about it.
Well, John wanted to encourage me to be in contact with them so that he could catch things. because I was willing to give him permission for wiretap. He wanted to.
That's right, because he couldn't get the federal government to give him wiretaps on them.
Right.
So now let's make that clear. This was in the news, by the way, folks. He was not allowed to ever get wiretaps when people were saying, "I'm going to crash planes into buildings. I'm not going to take off or land." Can't have a wiretap. O'Neill can't have it. Robert Wright can't have it. None of you FBI agents can have it. Even if you're a deputy director over terrorism, you can't have it. When we know these are terrorists, or we know these are operatives, can't have it. But so he was sneakily kind of going through you.
Well, he thought that he could get a wiretap because I was willing to give permission. I mean, he didn't even have to do it, through FISA. I was willing to sign on to allow.
Exactly. Yeah, this is a voluntary deal. Go ahead.
Right. And I always cooperated fully with.
Now think about this. He can't get a wiretap through the FISA court because they're in control of Al-Qaeda. He's got to go and do it through an old time friend he can trust who's tied into the investigation. Go ahead.
And he wasn't able to really do that. So his next move was, if you know two points of contact and you have a CALEA compliant system in regards to your phone communications, then he can pull that from any place, a node that he can bounce it into, and they can choose to bounce it anywhere they want. And some of these phone calls are coming from international sources. And so therefore, because of cooperation with France and cooperation with German intelligence authorities, gone through his very extensive
To be clear, positive. When the NSA cannot get a authorization domestically, they just have the Brits do it for them.
Right.
Yeah, so that's an old rule. Go ahead.
Right. And then he could get the information from his intelligence partners overseas. And they were working much more aggressively against these Al-Qaeda members than the U.S. intelligence was allowed to do. I need to point out there are many, many good agents in intelligence, honest and hardworking agents.
Yeah, they're compartmentalized, though.
Who was thwarted in their efforts and were not listened to, both CIA and FBI, and also military intelligence, I just wanted to point out.
And this is all now coming out even in the New York Times.
Right, and I want to commend those good quality agents. John wanted to get this information, so he asked me what languages we needed. He was having trouble getting things translated. They have an A, B, C list. So the A things get translated first, the B things probably don't get translated, and C things never get translated. So when things get into the list, they get put in a priority system, and he told me he was having trouble getting things translated that were even on the A list and getting 24/7 translation of ongoing wiretap conversations was nigh on to impossible.
So basically, they were totally stonewalling him. He's one of the heads of intelligence, and they're not giving him anything. He went public with this. That's why he quit. I mean, he wasn't allowed to do anything, to get anything. He had total probable cause, direct links to the bombers of the coal, but he was being blocked.
Yes, that's true.
And then he quit and said all of this and got totally ignored and then killed. But now, Greg Zeminski, come in any time, my friend.
Oh, I just had a question I just wanted to add to you guys right here. And, Janet, tell the listeners what he told you regarding what they did to his files in July when he was in his depressed state, what they were doing to him back at headquarters and why he was so depressed.
Well, one of the things he wanted to do when he realized that I could assist him and was willing to, and, of course, you have to understand I was also concerned about my safety and that of my daughter, and that was not an unjustified fear, I would point out, he had asked me to be on the phone with Shadrach, and my daughter actually placed him on Shadrach on the phone with me, and Shadrach approached me in a manner of trust because I was my foster daughter's basically a parent figure for her. She and I had a good relationship, and she was trusting.
So you talked to Shadrach. What did he tell you when you were talking to him?
Shadrach wanted me to assist and cooperate with Brooke. I think he wanted to have Brooke, Patty, be on my he wanted her to be in involved with me and stay at my home and potentially
wasn't he trying to even solicit you into the organization?
Yes, he was.
Didn't he try to marry you off to one of his other partners there?
He wanted to he told me that I shouldn't be unmarried, that I should get married to one of his cohorts.
And what about O'Neill's files, his own files? What, remember when he was despondent, you were telling me he had his files destroyed by our own FBI?
Well, I don't know who destroyed the files, but he came back to me and told me that the tapes of the conversations that he had gotten copies of, that I believe he must have gotten through his other intelligence contacts in overseas.
And you said he was even going to France because he was getting no cooperation with our FBI.
Yeah, and he said that they were erased, his files were messed with, things were erased from his files. He was very angry.
Well, also, even the BBC reported years ago, you know, the headline, FBI agents thought Al-Qaeda had moles in organization. No, you've got it backwards, folks. The globalists are controlling Al-Qaeda. And so, yes, I was aware that O'Neill did have some of his stuff destroyed, but that's now we have it directly from someone who heard it directly from John O'Neill. I mean, who did he think had destroyed his files?
Well, there were several things going on in the FBI that we need to, you know, historically, and one of the things that was going on...
Did he say
on,
how they destroyed it? Were they electronic tapes? Had they been degaussed or been wiped by a electromagnetic wand or that?
Some of these were digital files, so they were in computer systems.
Was the computer physically fried or was it just erased?
I'm not sure. He didn't share that
with me. He didn't say, okay.
We had all have been dealing with for quite some time the possibility of a mole that was interfering with John's general work, and that was a long-term concern of ours and dates back almost 10 years. And in the beginning of January, February 2001, the FBI realized that they had a mole who was compromising a lot of their contacts.
Agents complained that they had to act like they were going after the mole.
Well, actually, they found Robert Hansen, who was an FBI agent.
I'm saying that's the tip of the iceberg. That's the tip of the iceberg.
Right, but he was in New York, and he had been interfering with files of the agents in New York. And so agents in New York were having concerns about the security of their files. John told me that when he started to realize his tapes were being erased, he was backing them up and making copies and trying to secure the evidence in a manner in which would not be in the FBI computer system. And he told me that although they had caught someone back in February, which I think is Hansen, he didn't think that was the end of it. He believed there was somebody else.
Well, of course.
Messing with his files.
The whole
and someone with very high access. He told me that that the way that he secured his files and the level of security he was able to place on his files was high enough that he would be able to prevent most FBI agents from ever even seeing the files if necessary.
Yeah, we have to point out that O'Neill was extremely senior.
Yes,
he was in the next to highest level of the FBI. I mean, only thing above him would be director.
He told me he was in the running for a position where he would be actually briefing the president. And he was hoping to get that position.
But then he didn't get that position.
No, he was his OPR records were leaked to the New Yorker, and he was outed as a problem agent in the press. And this was in spite of the fact that John had told me he had been cleared of any major problem with some minor incidents.
Yeah, they were demonizing him because
he was hot
on the trail of stopping their Al-Qaeda attack. What did he specifically tell you about flying planes in the buildings?
When I received a phone call from the Shadrach group in February, after my foster daughter had gone back to Vermont, I had received a phone call from that group that included Arabic chanting and stuff about planes and buildings, and I was very shocked by this phone call. And one of the things that alerted John to my concerns was we had a system by which I dialed a number on my phone to alert him, and he came on the phone and realized that that phone call was about that.
Now, I had read that he literally worked about 18 hours a day, that he was obsessed with not allowing the towers to be attacked. Is that what you experienced talking to him?
Oh, yeah. He was easily on the phone with me at the early morning hours, considering he was in New York State.
And, I mean, this is the type of FBI we used to have, the type of police we used to have. I mean, he was tirelessly, you know, like in some Hollywood movie, trying to get the bad guys. Now, a lot of them are just a bunch of mafiosos running around oppressing us, but really, really scary. So, I mean, I know there's a lot more, but when was the last time you talked to O'Neill before he died?
Well, I definitely talked to him on the, I think it was the 8th, because I had, my foster daughter was in really severe problems. She was at risk of being killed by the drug group that she was involved with that was doing the prostitution with the girls.
Could you speak up for me?
That she was in danger in where she was living in Vermont. Some of the girls had been murdered. And she was terrified for her life, and she actually called me and begged to get a ticket to Seattle.
Yeah, some of these sects of Muslims, not most of them, but especially the Saudi types, killing women is a pleasure. It's one of their favorite enjoyments. And so, you know, very, very dangerous. We're just telling it like it is, folks. You know, last hour we're exposing Israel for the USS Liberty. This hour we're talking about what some of these Arabs do. It's despicable. That's why the globalists love them, because they're so ruthless. But now John had left the FBI angrily. When he left the FBI, why did he tell you he left the FBI?
He told me that he has had his hands tied behind his back, that he couldn't do the investigation he wanted to do. Then, in spite of my willingness to assist him and cooperate and give him permission, even put my life on the line to try to help him, he was unable to go forward. And at one point, after one of the taped wiretaps, and I was terrified by this phone call. I can't get into how violent it was. He thought that he had enough with just that one tape to get an indictment, and he wanted to go to a district attorney he knew well.
Now, let's be clear about this, folks. Let's be clear about this. Days before 9/11, he's left the FBI, but he's still using his sources.
No, this was actually in July.
Okay, this is in July. Okay.
July of 2001, before he was no longer an FBI agent.
So he's still...
He was still an FBI agent at this point.
This is the final straw, then.
Yes, this is the final straw.
Okay, and, I'll shut up. Go ahead.
And he went to them and wanted to get the indictment. He wanted to do an arrest. He felt that he had sufficient evidence to do an arrest, and that's when the tapes disappeared, the digital tapes disappeared.
Yeah, because they can't have their little Arab preciouses that are about to be part of the attack.
Right.
Being caught before they do it.
He was told he wasn't allowed to arrest. He was to back off.
Didn't you tell me, Janet, that he was relegated? He told you he was relegated to the desk work now. He was taken out of the investigation?
Yes. One of the things they did is they took away his travel vouchers, and he was going to use travel vouchers to move me to where I needed to be to assist him.
Now, what about the comments that he told British papers right when he quit that, quote, they're going to let bin Laden attack the towers as a reason to invade Afghanistan? I mean, he said that. Did he ever say that to you specifically?
He did tell me that he felt it was tied to oil money and to the Saudi connection. We often didn't talk. We talked more about the specifics of my particular case.
So when he finally quit, I mean, he just said my hands were tied.
Well, he said his hands were tied. He was very despondent. He had a very large crew of men working for him at the USS Cole, I think. I think he told me like 350 people on that task force, or at least connected to it. And
Oh, yeah, he was extremely senior, considered a lot of intelligence. So.
Yes, and when they brought him back from Yemen and they refused to let him back into the country to continue his investigation, he was devastated by that. And
well, that's right. He found out then from the Yemenis that the U.S. government asked them not to do that. I'd forgotten about that point.
Barbara Bodine had censored him for his efforts to try to protect the men.
That's right. Our own government secretly. I mean, now, this is important, and this came out in the news. I forgot about this. Our own government's telling the Yemen, don't let our FBI back in. I mean, come on, folks. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The men at the USS Cole, and there were many very good men at the USS Cole working that intelligence case, were at great risk in this hostile country working their cases. And at one point, there was a situation where they thought they were facing a car bomb or a suicide bomber. And that just highlighted to John how dangerous it was for his men, and he wanted a little more militaristic, a little more protective stance.
We'll be right back. Stay there. We'll be right back. Final segment.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I just want to say great job of the crew up at the network today, all of our affiliates out there, God bless you, all the great listeners, the sponsors, and I want to thank Greg Zeminski for his continual, tireless journalistic excellence, and of course Janet Parker for her just amazing courage coming on, and of course Dr. Richard Kiefer last hour, one of the heroes of the USS Liberty, and the filmmaker Tito Howard. Just in closing here, I mean, this is just more bolstering what we already knew and adding even more. Pretty big story. You know, the New York Times is talking about defense intelligence being told to back off the investigations by the FBI. I mean, how many witnesses does it take to show this pattern? Greg, bottom line, the evidence is overwhelming. Elements of our government helped orchestrate the attacks because they had the motive, total control. Greg, final comments, and then final comments from your colleague.
Yeah, my final comments are, Janet is a very, very important story in that she shows clearly through data, through evidence that she gives, names, dates, times, last conversations with one of the top Al-Qaeda hunters in our government was shut down by somebody higher up.
And so he hunted Al-Qaeda and he found our government.
Exactly. It was the biggest stumbling block. And Janet has the courage through many times throughout her, through helping John put her life on the line. Her life has been threatened. She's almost been killed. And she still is coming forward to, in defense of John, who she cares about, and in defense of America. And I just applaud her for coming forward.
Well, I do too. And I would write a new article and call it John O'Neill, Intelligence Director of the FBI. Or, you know, FBI agent John O'Neill hunted Al-Qaeda, found Al-CIA-da. Or Al-FBI-a.
Good job, Alex.
I'm just being, it's just crazy. Going back to our guest who does have a lot of courage, Janet Parker, anything in closing you want to say?
Well, I guess the most important thing that I found out in regards to working intelligence is really communication between people. You know, that's what intelligence boils down to. And a lot of intelligence actually is open source and available generally to everyone. And there's a very small percentage, maybe 1% or 2% of all intelligence that actually is covert. The important thing about intelligence is you gather the information, you communicate it, and intelligence needs to be analyzed first. And then you present it to decision makers. The purpose of intelligence is to inform decision makers. But if decision makers don't even listen to the intelligence given to them, it doesn't matter how much quality the analysts and agents, field agents have, or even how quality information they have from their informants. If when they present it to the decision makers have another agenda or unwilling to listen or unwilling to gain the cultural and historical perspective.
Or are controlling Al-Qaeda for an attack, it's not going to do any good.
Right.
And in closing...
And if they have another political agenda, then the intelligence goes nowhere.
Now, we're almost out of time. We've got about a minute left here or less. I just want to thank you for coming on, both of you. And I just want to say that we need to remember John O'Neill, who was a good agent, who did pour his life out trying to save those 2,800 people that died on 9/11. And Janet Parker, thank you for what you're doing, and we'll all pray for you. And if anything happens to you, it'll just bring more attention on this, so folks should keep their dirty mitts off of you, okay?
I hope so.
All right. I hope to get you back on sometime as this develops. Thank you, Janet. All right, Greg Zeminski, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Take care. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Be sure and tell folks to tune in as we cover all this again. And also back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. And, I might mention it for a few seconds this hour. I have made 12 films, carry a bunch of other films and videos and books, and I hope you'll go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order them. It also makes this broadcast possible. And I hope you'll call toll-free to get them, 1-888-253-3139, or get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. A lot of big exclusive reports coming up there this week. All right, God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com, or call toll-free 877-300-7645.